That was Annie Lennox, Stay By Me. Hey, we have some people to thank. Some more calls came in. We want to thank Jeff. We want to thank Lorraine. We want to thank Allison. We want to thank Kevin also. Kevin pledged, and he's the one who called earlier to ask to take Captain Seto out of his misery, and he decided to pledge too. Well, and we love it that you're getting that mug, but to take Seto out of his misery, that's at like the $100,000 level. But we will throw something at him at the $25 level or hit him. It's 8:43. First of all, we have a disclaimer here. The where is that thing? The opinions and the views expressed on the Thursday 8 o'clock buzz are solely the opinions and views of the hosts of the Thursday 8 o'clock buzz, including our weatherman, Captain Seto. And they do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the paid staff, board of directors, other volunteers, or anybody else on this planet. All right, that said, I'd like to introduce, sorry about all this madness here, but I want to introduce school board candidate Marge Passman. She'll be running for seat 5 against Maya Cole for Ruth Robart's seat. Marge, good morning, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for asking me.
All right, well, let's talk. What are the big issues here for the school board race? The race is coming up in April. Why are you running?
I'm running because I spent 28 years in education in the city of Madison, and I felt it was crucial for someone on the board to know the knowledge that I've accumulated over those years as a classroom teacher, as a parent, and if there was ever a time we needed an educator on the board to see us through this financial crisis, this would be the time.
Now, why do you think it's important that we have an educator? You've been a teacher for 28 years, right, in the Madison School District. I'm actually surprised that there are not more educators on the board. Why do you feel that's important?
Well, right now, we're going to have to make some very agonizing decisions on what to cut. And to me, the most important thing to realize is what's going on in the classroom between the teacher and the student. And who better to know that than a former teacher?
Okay.
And that's what I want to make sure is inviolate, sacrosanct, that we don't touch anything that will affect that transfer of knowledge from the teacher to the student.
Well, are those things being threatened? Are we touching? Are we approaching?
We're going to have to be
getting in a way there. Or what?
Well, we're going to have to be looking at everything. When you're taking $10.5 million out of a budget, you're going to have to be looking at every single thing. Everything's on the table. Everything has to be examined.
Okay. Now, what other types of things need to be addressed with the board? Is that the most important thing? Our fiscal situation? Or?
I think first the financial situation. If we had enough money, then everybody could be happy, and everybody
right.
would have their piece of the pie. And but I think we have to be very careful that we also make sure that every single child in our district is taught to the challenging level, and that means that every single child, from the child who just comes through our door in the eighth grade to the child who walks in at kindergarten to the child who graduates, every single child has to be properly educated.
Now, the current board makeup, well, I don't know. For the most part, people are supposed to be nonpartisan. It's not supposed to be partisan. But it appears that there's a group from the right. There is a reform group, the School Information Systems people, which is actually, in my opinion, a Republican front. Got a lot of Republicans, got a lot of the old folks from the old school board days when there were a lot of conservatives and Republicans on that school board. They are running a candidate against you. What differentiates you from those folks, and how is the school board being politicized right now? How is this race being politicized? Is it at all?
Okay. I would love to see to say that we have a lot more in common than they seem to think. We're all parents. We all wanted the best for our children. We want to make sure that our children are educated in Madison schools. But there are some people out there that believe that some children should be educated over in lieu of other children. And this is something that's, you know, deeply disturbing to me. We're the only institution in society that can't close our doors on any child of need, of any person of need. And that's what we have to be, the great equalizer. Our schools have to be, for succeeding generations, what the previous generations turned to. We have to be able to give every child a chance at success in this world. And that's what our schools are here for. That's our public reason. That's our democratic reason. That's our political reason for existence. And to also transfer knowledge from one generation to the next.
Now, do you feel that there's a polarization developing on the board?
I would hope not. I would love to work with the board and every member on it in open discussion, because that's what a Democratic body is, and discuss things and talk about things and see where we can go with it. I would hate to have any polarization because that keeps us from growing as a district. It keeps us from moving ahead, and it keeps us from working for our kids. The kids have to come first.
Now, how does the school change the subject a little bit? I'm speaking with Marge Passman. She's school board candidate for seat 5 in the elections, which are coming up in April. You know, this is a question I ask all the school board candidates. We are woefully lacking in the hiring of teachers of color, minority teachers. It's been addressed throughout the years, 10, 20 years. They said, well, the reason it is because, you know, they used to say, well, we don't have enough rib joints and we don't have enough Mexican restaurants. And, well, we do have a lot of them now, all right, first of all. But it was a cultural argument. People of color don't want to move to Madison. How would you address that the lack of teachers of color in our school system? What is behind it? What is the roots of that problem as you see it?
You know, I'm not sure it's just people of color. We're going to have a harder time recruiting any teacher in the future. Doesn't matter what color. We have the lowest starting salary for a teacher in the entire country. Madison schools, $23,000-some-odd is a starting salary. Now, if I was coming out of a college and I owed money and I had debts, why would I take a job with a salary of that? If I were a single parent, that would put me close to the poverty level.
Definitely.
And then to have a community arguing against health insurance that covers you and things like that would not be a terribly attractive place to come to.
Well, no, you've been teaching in the school district for over 28 years.
Yeah,
You've seen the demographics change in those 28 years, whereas now 40 or 50% of our students not only are students of color, but about a good 40 or 50 of them qualify for the school lunch program. Well, what are those changes, and how does that affect your job as a teacher, and also how does it affect your job as a potential school board member?
Yeah, I think we have to be aware of these demographics, and certainly this is an important part of our district. What we have to do is to make sure that we don't become a mini Chicago, a mini inner city New York, that this is Madison, Wisconsin, and that this is a school system for all our children, everyone. From the top kids that are taking advanced placement classes to the bottom kids who need as much help as possible.
Well, I'm not aware of what's going on in Chicago school district. So, what do you mean?
Well, we've had tremendous. What has happened is that we've had white flight out of the inner city schools. Look what happened to California when they refused to finance their schools properly. Anyone who could fled for private schools. I don't want that to happen in Madison. I want our schools to remain, you know, strong for every single child. And this is what we have to be very, very careful with.
Okay. So do you think that's important, though, that we make an attempt to hire more teachers of color?
Of course we do. Of course we have to do that. We always have to be aware of our hiring procedures and to make sure that every race and every culture and every religion is represented in our schools.
Now, if you go to the School Information Systems blog, there are folks on there talking about attacking the ESL program, English as a Second Language. Why would somebody want to attack that, and what do you think about those programs?
All of these programs are there to help our children, to make our schools useful for them in the future. How can anybody, with any humaneness and any decency, say we shouldn't teach these children?
Okay. And what about the homogenization of the curriculum? And some people are complaining about that. Well, we're not doing enough for the talented and gifted. Our kids are not being challenged enough, and mainly. Yeah. Mainly due because there's not enough money out there.
I'm not sure it's the money. I think what's happening is that more of our individual teachers are going to have to take these things on, these programs on, with less support, in fact. And there are so many incredible teachers in Madison that can do this. I did it in the classroom with dwindling funds. All of us can do this, that make sure that every single student in their room is challenged in some way. We're not giving up on the advanced placement classes. We're not giving up on the honors classes. We're not giving up on any of that. They will be there for the students that need to have those classes.
All right. Why should someone vote for you and not your opponent for seat 5 here, Maya Cole? What's the difference between you and Maya?
All right. The difference is that I come to this school board race with two different perspectives, the perspective of a parent. I have seen my children go through the schools, Leopold, Cherokee, West. I've confronted things at every single grade level. I have dealt with the administration. I have dealt with other parents. I have dealt with the students. And I also come to from the perspective of a teacher who's been inside and knows what's going on. And 10 minutes after the next board is sworn in, we're going to have to cut $10.5 million. It's, you don't have time to learn about the school system. You have to figure out what to do then and there.
Where,
so it's a person of experience and a parent of experience, and that's what I represent.
Where do you, well, where would you cut?
I'd have to look at the complete budget first. But as I said before, anything that affects that classroom teacher and her support needs for these students cannot be cut in Madison schools. That's my bottom line.
Now, the critics from the right, from the school information systems program and all that, they say that there's not enough transparency, that the school administration is hiding the budget, is not honest, is treating the taxpayers like children in terms of explaining what goes on in school board funding,
yeah.
I mean, in school funding. What do you think about that? Do you think that the administration has not been transparent?
Well, I don't know how more transparent that you can get than a big round zero of money. There just is not enough money. You know, we can't, you know, pay Peter from Paul anymore. This is gone. It's finished. It's done. And there's been a citizen budget for the last 2 years. I know Lori Kozba and Carol Karstensen have come together to propose citizens budget and present it to different PFOs around the city and parent groups. And they're trying to make it as transparent as possible. But it's silly. That's an old phrase, transparent. There's no money. You can't get any more transparent than zero.
Okay.
Zippo. We've cut our administration to the bare bottom. We have administrators doing 4 and 5 different jobs. We have done everything we possibly can in our schools. We've cut down on paper use. We've cut down on substitutes. Teachers, we've cut down on traveling for teachers, teacher training. We can't do anything else.
So how will this problem be addressed? How will it be corrected?
We have to take on the revenue caps and the QEO. This is absurd. It's strangling. It's destroying our country. And not just Madison. It's all over. It's all over the country. Our schools are really suffering today because we have to find another means for financing them. Our citizens have spoken. Our people have said no more property taxes, no more increases. We have got to do more and find another way.
Okay. Marge Passman, she's a candidate for a seat 5 at school board elections coming up early April.
April 3rd.
Her opponent is Maya Cole. And actually, we got a caller and a comment in some more complaints.
Yeah.
All right. But this person did not pledge any money. If you want to complain, you got to pay $25 to work. Actually, she's threatening not to pledge anymore because she thinks we're off base and then we're talking about the polarizing. And listen, I already gave my thought. These are my opinions about what I think about the school information systems people and their Republican, subterfuging. They're involved with that organization here, man. So thank you very much. And, Marge, thank you very much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Marge Passman, school board candidate for seat 5. We got to thank some people, Captain. We got to thank some people. I also got to give away